Morning, actually, we get up talking in different Spanish.
Hola, man. 当比丘能够努力保持醒觉之后，接着如来会进一步训练他，说道：地经比丘，你应当具备正念与明觉，走路往返的时候必须保持完全的明觉，向前看与向旁看的时候必须保持完全的明觉，屈伸肢体的时候必须保持完全的明觉，穿着袈裟及膝带大衣与钵的时候必须保持完全的明觉，吃饭喝水咀嚼食物与品尝味道的时候必须保持完全的明觉，大小便利的时候必须保持完全的明觉，行走站立坐着入睡醒来言谈及沉默的时候都必须保持完全的明觉。
Yeah, I just explained to you the importance of Sampajana clear comprehension. Number oneSadhaka Sampajana, clear comprehension of what is beneficial and what is not beneficial. Number two, Sampaya Sampajana, clear comprehension of what is suitable and what is not suitable. Number three, Gochara Sampajana, clear comprehension of Samatha meditation subject, good respect and all good stuff. Number four, Asamoha Sampajana.Clear comprehension of what is that on ultimate mentality and materiality in this Vipassana.
在这里禅师要解释四种明觉。一、有意明觉，就是清楚地了解什么是有利益的，什么是没有利益的。二、事宜明觉，就是清楚地了解什么是适当的，什么是不适当的。三、行处明觉，就是清楚地了解处在一切姿势当中修行止禅的方法。四、不迷惑明觉，就是以观智清楚地了解究竟的明色法，这就是观禅。
The first two types of clear comprehension are not meditation. The last one is vipassana meditation, and the third one is samatha meditation. Thus, when practicing mindfulness of breathing, you are practicing the third type of clear comprehension, andYou should concentrate on your meditation subject with respect and all postures, namely, sitting, standing, walking, and lying down. If you can concentrate on your meditation subject in all postures as well as you can, your concentration will be improved. In the same way, if you try vipassana in every body posture, your clear comprehension with insight also will improve.So, the book has got both samatha and vipassana in this passage.
前两种明觉不是禅修，而第四种明觉就是观禅，第三种明觉就是止禅。因此，当你修行安波念时，就是在修行第三种明觉。你必须在一切的姿势里，也就是行、住、坐、卧当中，专注于出入息。如果能够尽你最大的努力，在一切姿势当中专注于出入息，你的定力就会进步。同样的， 如果能在一切姿势当中修行观禅，你的观智明觉也会持续地增强。这就是佛陀在这一段经文当中教导止禅与观禅的理由。
In the Sutta, Nipoja Pada says, when Brahman, in great group of the dead, mindfulness, and full awareness, then the Tata Gata is in place in Pada. Come, great group, we sought to a single dead resting place. The forest, the root of a tree, a mountain, the raven, a hill circuit, a channel rock, a jungle circuit,
在经中，佛陀继续开示说：“婆罗门，当比丘具备正念与明觉之后，接着如来会进一步训练他，说道：‘谛听，比丘，你应当经常前往极静的坐禅处。’”也就是森林、树下、山峰、山谷、山洞、坟场、树丛、空地、草堆。
He resorts to a single resting place. He forest, he evokes the crow. For a day for his own crow, after his meHe sits down, holding his legs crosswise, setting his body erect, and establishing mindfulness before him. Abandoning covetousness for the world, he abides with a mind free from covetousness. He purifies his mind from covetousness. Abandoning inward and hatred.He abides with a mind free from ill will and compassionate for the welfare of all living beings. He purifies his mind from ill will and hatred. Abandoning sloth and dogma, he abides free from sloth and dogma. For the way of life, mindful and fully aware, he purifies his mind from sloth and dogma. Abandoning restlessness and remorse,He abides agitated with a mind inwardly disposed. He purifies his mind from restlessness and remorse. Abandoning doubt, he abides having gone beyond thought. Unbubbled above wholesome state, he purifies his mind from thought.
于是他经常前往极静的坐禅处森林、树下等等，乃至草堆，托钵回来，用过餐食之后，他就结跏趺坐，保持身体正直，建立起稳固的正念，舍弃对世间的贪欲之后，他以无贪的心来安住。使心从贪欲中净化出来，舍弃恶念与嗔恨之后，他以无嗔的心来安住，升起希望一切众生得到安乐的慈悲心，使心从恶念与嗔恨中净化出来，舍弃昏沉与睡眠之后，他清醒地安住。觉知光明，保持正念与完全的明觉，使心从昏沉与睡眠中净化出来，舍弃吊举与后悔之后，他以向内宁静的心稳定地安住，使心从吊举与后悔中净化出来，舍弃怀疑之后，他超越怀疑，对善法不迷惑地安住，使心从怀疑中净化出来。
The way that transcends is very righteous. imperfection of the mind that will gain wisdom. Quite similar that from the Jivalaya, similar that from the whole society, the entire Sambhogya abides in the first manner, which is accompanied by abiding in certain thoughts, which have chosen by the book of seclusion. With the feeling of applying to a certain thought, he enters upon an abiding in the second manner, which has self-confidence in kindness of mind, without applying to a certain thought, which have chosen by the book of concentration. With the fading away as well of rapture, he abides in equanimity, in mindful, in fully aware, still feeling pleasure with the body, in the last upon and abides in the satyana. From God of which noble ones announce, he has a pleasant abiding, who has equanimity in his mindful. With the abandoning of pleasure and weight, in with the previous disappearance of joy and grief, he did not come on and abide in the fourth channel. He has neither weight nor pleasure in purity of mindfulness to do the divinity.
如此舍弃五盖，舍弃削弱智慧的内心烦恼，从感官享乐与不善法中超脱之出来之后，他进入并安住于初禅。初禅有寻与四相伴而生，并且具有由于远离而生起的喜与乐。接着，由于止息的寻与四，他进入并安住于第二禅。第二禅具有自信和去除寻四的心一见性，以及由于定力而升起的喜与乐。接着，由于喜也消失了，他安住于不喜不忧的平等性，保持正念与明觉，还存有身体的快乐感受，他进入并安住于第三禅。关于第三禅，圣者们说，具有平等性与正念的人，有一个快乐的安住处。接着，由于舍弃了乐与苦，以及先前喜与忧的消失，他进入并安住于第四禅。第四禅具有不苦不乐的舍，以及由于平等舍而达到的正念清净。
Here the jhanas mentioned in the Upakasis refer to both Nadi and Subramadhi jhanas. Nadi jhanas are by Madhiriyas Viya jhanas and Madhiriyas Viya jhanas. Arubhavacara jhanas. Rubhavacara jhanas and Arubhavacara jhanas. These eight attendants Subramadhi. Subramadhi jhanas are the jhana bhajas associated with deeper knowledge and fruity knowledge. When you descend the middle formations of the five meridians via first jhana, as embalming or suffering or non-self. And if you attain nibbana and see nibbana, your first knowledge is the first jhana. This is a Subramadhi jhana.
上述经文中所提到的四种禅，可以是指世间禅或出世间禅。世间禅乃是四种色界禅与四种无色界定这八定。出世间禅是与道智与果智相应的禅那。当你观照色界出禅的明法为无常或苦或无我时，如果正悟涅槃，透视涅槃，那么你的观智 就是初禅的观智，这是初世间禅。
喂，那你们那朋友你也是要发展了，不就是你要在阿弥陀佛那，你要发展了发展。那你是不是你发展了，你要告诉我 ，which are applying or searching or trying place in one forgetfulness。So because Nipa Jnana Veda is not present, Nipa Jnana Purushan are Nipa Jnana Path in Nipa Jnana Purushan. The other Jnana Paths in Purushan are to be understood in the same way. This is what is meant in the above passage.
为什么呢？